Welcome back to Nerdery and Nonsense, all the Nerds with Accents Podcast Network. You know it's me, your boy Joe. VI_Otaku on Twitter, Katie Sackhoff's whore, Tucson Stepfather, back again for another podcast, but you already know you saw the description. You know what I mean? You know, we did a special movie review, special guest, you know what I mean? And as you saw from the name of the show description, we are reviewing Plane. But before we get to our wonderful guest, I know the deal. You know, I gotta ask you for the support, man. Whether you love the show or hate the show, share the show link with your best friend or your worst enemy. You can share it to your app or the link in the show notes. Follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. If you send feedback, we're gonna read it on the show. Facebook, Twitter, email, or a 5-star rating and review. And now you can even leave voicemails. We're gonna listen to your slander, listen to your disrespect, and then we're gonna read them on the next podcast. If you really fuck with us, financially support us by joining the Patreon, patreon.com/TNWA. Get early access to episodes, video content like this, bonus reviews, movie reviews, all of that good stuff. So, all right, the support session is over. Time to introduce our guest. You know what I mean? And before I throw up on the screen, we have, who we have? We have Brit. You know what I mean? We have Brit, known for her or controversial takes on Twitter. You know what I mean? The food takes that, you know, we're not so sure about. At @AlexBree_ on Twitter. She's joining us to defend Gerard Butler as we talk about Plane. You know what I mean? We're gonna have a good time. First of all, Brit, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Hey guys. Thank you for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. Brit is anticipating that I'm going to destroy Gerard Butler.
Yes. But I love, personally.
Yeah, you're a Gerard Butler fan. No, man, I gonna be fair. I was just teasing you a little bit before the show. But yeah, man, let's talk about Plane. Here is the synopsis, right? So, Plane is... Basically, this is a synopsis from Rotten Tomatoes. In the white knuckle action movie Plane, pilot Brody Torrance, Gerard Butler, saves his passengers from a lightning strike by making a risky landing on a war-torn island, only to find that surviving the landing was just the beginning. When most of the passengers are taken hostage by dangerous rebels, the only person Torrance can count on for help is Louis Gaspier, played by Mike Coulter, an accused murderer who is being transported by the FBI in order to rescue these passengers. Torrance will need Gaspier's help and will learn there's more to Gaspier than meets the eye. That's right. So that's the synopsis, and that's my wonderful voice acting skills. Generally, before we get
that
into
was
it,
great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I was trying. I did a lot of effort, you know what I mean, to really portray
you
that.
Did.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's always good to be appreciated, you know. But general thoughts, how did you feel about this movie as you are Gerard Butler's number one fan?
So when I watched the trailer and I saw Gerard Butler was the lead, I was like, oh, I'm sold. Like, I have to watch this movie. Anything he's in, I'm tuned in. You know, and the trailer was really exciting to me because it wasn't like your traditional like plane crashes, we're stranded on an island type of thing. Mm-hmm. There was definitely more to it. So overall, I thought it was a great movie. It kept me on the edge of my seat. I didn't know what to expect. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I could respect that. You know, the first part is, you know, Gerard Butler superfan is hilarious, by the way. That's hilarious to me. I know I'm being a dick, but it's just true. I can't lie. This is who I am. You know what I mean? I have to be me. So that's hilarious as fuck to me. But I am glad. You know, everyone has their favorites. You know what I mean? You have to be true. Uh-huh. You gotta be true to your heart. You know what I mean? Like 98 Degrees said back in Mulan. So, you know what I mean? So that's dope. To be honest, I was on the other end at first, because at first I was watching some other movie, and I'm going like, okay, Gerard Butler back again on another terrible goddamn movie. Like, this is going to be bullshit.
Oh, Lord.
Right? And then I said, oh, okay, this is going to be fun. And then I saw Mike Coulter, a.k.a. Luke Cage, and I said, okay, you know what? This is going to be big. This is going to be dumb. Fuck it. And it's called Plane. So they're diving into this bitch. They know it's dumb and it's named like a dumbass name. So I'm like, okay, they're leaning into this shit. I gonna watch this shit. And I cannot lie. I was pleasantly surprised. I was expecting an F movie, but it was a little bit better. And one of the first things that I really like, and absolutely chime in, was that it was really more than just like a big, dumb action movie, and that they actually really incorporated like what it is to be a pilot and some of the actual like things they have to calculate when things go wrong and the different processes. Like, how did you feel about that whole thing? Because the whole first 30 minutes was really about establishing who Torrance was as a person, his relationship with his child, and then him being him being a captain, a pilot of the plane. So how did you feel about all that?
No, I really love that, because usually we don't really get much too detailed into that part of it in those traditional plane movies that I've watched before. Because my in-laws, they used to have a company where they did private charters, and all of that stuff was pretty accurate. You know, you go in, you check in, the guy comes in, you know, you give them the manifest and all of that stuff. You go through all of the safety procedures. And I don't think people realize too, like, the flight attendants have such a huge responsibility as well, which I love that they highlighted them too. Because the pilots and the co-pilot, they are, you know, they're flying the plane, but the flight attendants also play a crucial role in making sure everyone gets there safely. So I thought that was great that they did that.
Yeah, I mean, me too, because I was just like, oh shit, like they really getting into the process, you know what I mean? And for a lay person, like, it was interesting for me. I said, oh wow, they actually kind of taking his role seriously, and they didn't go, for lack of a better description, like the whole, like, actually no, I have a perfect description. Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips, legendary black podcaster, the Podfather, describes these movies as like impossible white man movies. Like, they could do everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they didn't lean too far in it in a ridiculous way. They touch on him being from the Royal Air Force in the UK, even though he's Scottish, you know what I'm saying? They give you some background, so he's somewhat tough, but they didn't make him like this superhero CIA man who could defeat anybody and shoot you from anywhere on the planet.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was like, oh shit, they kind of taking this movie a little bit serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the little fake bullshit American accent. They were like, okay, you know, Royal Air Force, he's actually Scottish, which is real because he's born in Scotland. And
he is,
life.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. He's like Irish Scottish because his people is Irish, but he born in Scotland. So I guess both,
Scotland,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, you should know that, super fan, okay?
Yeah.
You need to be on the ball. But I really enjoyed that part, right? So let's talk a little bit about, unless you have more, let's talk a little bit about Mike Coulter. Because we get introduced to him. He's the big bad prisoner on the plane. Mm-hmm. The pilot know, yo, this man is a murderer, but the guard is gonna be with him or whatever. When they bring him in, these motherfuckers, right? They ain't slicker than me, you know. I telling you, they ain't slicker than me. Big black muscle guy, you know, tough and dangerous, right? And I said, okay, I see how your boy's fine. It's a movie. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Then I see them make the guard black. I said, oh, you motherfuckers tricky. You're like, hey, we're not racist. Uh-huh. The prisoner and the guard, they're Negroes, right? So we, these motherfuckers, they ain't slick. Okay.
You're right about it.
Right. Like,
it did give me flashbacks to Con Air though.
Mm.
I don't know if it did for you. I don't know if you watched Con Air. It was a very old movie.
A billion years ago. I saw like half of it on TNT back in the day when we had a regular cable.
Yeah. It did give me flashbacks to that, because with that movie too, they were transporting criminals. And like one of the main characters, I forgot his name, but he was just about to be released. But it brought me kind of back to that whole thing where, you know, they're coming on the plane and there's a lot of like judgment. You know, I think the passengers, they didn't know exactly who he was, but they know that he was dangerous because he had on handcuffs, right, as he came on the plane. Mm-hmm. So like all that anxiety and that had built up around him. So, but a part of me felt like there was more to him.
Okay.
You know, so, which we found out later that, you know, it was for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know I jumped to Coulter. I just have to call him out for that fucking bullshit. You know, they thought they were slick. I peeped them like, I am motherfuckers ain't slicker than me, boss. I was just like, I've been there like, you fuckers. You like, let's not make that guard white. So I had to jump to that. But let's stay on Gerard Butler a little bit, right? This is why I would say I think he did a pretty good acting job, but for me, right? Let's be real, man. This man take his job a little bit too seriously, because obviously we know what happens after that. The plane, you know, the lightning strike the plane. Mm-hmm. He do a nice Captain Sully impression, landing the plane on some fucking island in the Philippines, the Jolo Island or whatever. That's all great. Love that. This man take his job too fucking seriously.
He did. He really did. But I appreciated that, because that's what pilots are supposed to do. Those are your passengers. I don't know. The average person is going to be like, all right, fuck you guys. All man for themselves type of thing. But when you're in the military, like my husband's in the military, it's not an all man for themselves type of situation. Like, you're trained to think that way. Like, you know, these are my people, whether they're your passengers, your pilot, or whether you're, you know, fighting alongside them in war or whatnot. Like, y'all a team.
Yeah, I mean that's a great answer. Now I feel like a piece of shit for what I'm about to ask you. So just keep it a buck, right? So hey, yo, man, I just gonna be real. First of all, fuck them passengers, okay? I just want to say this.
Oh my god,
fuck them passengers. You want to know why I say fuck them passengers? These ungrateful bitches. You bitches. This man save all your life. Crash land on the plane. Find a random fucking road on the Jolo Island was navigated in real time in the air to keep you bitches alive. That was some dope shit, right?
Yeah.
And then when they land, they bitching that they ain't get food and hot plates and like electric. Hey, watch out. As soon as that happened, I was leaving them fuckers in the jungle, dude. Fuck my training. Fuck them passengers. I would have been like, you know what? Have fun with these fucking... These traffickers. We know what they're about to do to all of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So especially, and I had a main note here to talk about Matt. He was the most annoying.
Fuck him. Talk about him.
Oh my god. Like, it was like from the very beginning, from the time they got on the plane, there was a little delay. He complained from the beginning all the way to the end. I'm like, yeah, you're hungry. Okay, you're stressed out. But like, how are you even like in a space to worry about, oh, I gotta get back home? Like, what? Are you even gonna survive? I was like, if it was me, I'd have been like, all right, take this guy as tribute, please.
No, you gain it. Right? And that leads me to what I was going to ask you. So I guess I was going to ask you, who is the passenger you wanted to die the most? He was my guy. I was praying for him to get clapped. Was that your guy?
Yes. I was like, if they come right now, if they pull up right here, right now, I hope they take him first. Like, it's annoying. God.
Absolutely. Fuck Matt. Okay, he was bitching the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the military? Big man, okay? You need to be watching our six, okay? Because these niggas is coming, all right?
Yeah, but is that white privilege, you know?
Got to be. It got to be. You know what I'm saying? You can't ever trust them. You know what I mean? But anyway, so I just wanted to see how you felt about the passengers, because that's really how I felt, right? So we on the island, we going to find help. This motherfucker is like, hey, watch out, man. I got to free this prisoner because I need help. Mm-hmm. He's the most physical person that we have here.
Yeah.
I know we watched the trailer, so we know that was going to happen. But were you okay with that thought process for what he decided to do? Or do you think it just didn't make sense? It was just movie magic, so to speak.
No, I think that was the best decision. I think that was the best decision he could have made, because, again, I believe the passengers was a little apprehensive about him and who he was and was wondering if he was really dangerous. So I think the best thing for him to do was just to take him with him. Mm-hmm. But there was no way he could have been handcuffed the whole time either.
Right.
That's just not realistic, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I wasn't mad at it. I was just like, all right, that makes perfect sense. But so after that point, he's like, all right, let's go and find a phone. He see a building, whatever. So on the way there, they're talking, and then this nigga Mike Coulter turned into a fucking ninja or some shit. Just disappear. Yeah. Just disappear into the fucking forest, man. Okay. They already established, you know what you're saying, when they were talking on the way there. Hey, yo, I used to be in some type of military force, right? Some type of French military force. He have training. Mm-hmm. This was the first time I go, guys, what the fuck going on? Because I'm into the movie so far. I'm okay. I ain't shitting on Gerard Butler. He was doing fine. You know what I mean? For once, I wasn't shitting on him, right?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, how the fuck he become a ninja? He like pot ninja, pot Black Rambo. Like, can we decide who this nigga is? Like, when he disappeared, like what was you thinking? I was just calling bullshit that whole time.
I just didn't even know what to think. I was like, okay, how does he think he's going to survive on his own? You know, that wasn't a smart decision at all. Like, I don't know. But again, that military training, I don't know, it's something different.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, it was more like, he trained? Was he trained? This is kind of racist. No, let me not say that. That's racist. Never mind. I'm going to say something fucked up. Where was he trained? Like, I mean, just because you're in the military, that don't mean you're a fucking ninja. So then Gerard Butler find a phone. Motherfuckers don't believe he's actually the crash pilot. He try and call his daughter. And then, of course, one of the big bad, the bad Asian people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sneak up on him and try and kill him. Okay, before we talk about what happens after this, how did you feel about that fight when he basically had to fight him off, that one random bad guy or whatever? I was pleasantly surprised.
I was too, because I didn't know if he was going to make it. I thought that he was going to... I thought he was going to hold him, like, have him in a chokehold and then drag him back to the camp. That's what I really thought was going to happen. Mm. But I was like, oh, shoot, he could fight, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So that was surprising for me, for sure.
Okay. I mean, that's a good thing, because to be honest, I didn't really think they were going to take him back or as a prisoner that early. Because I'm like, okay, you have to establish him of like as being capable physically, right? In some way, or else like none of this works. But you're right. For a second, I was just like, how this gonna go? Because and that's one of the things other things I really liked about the movie, and like I kind of alluded to earlier, he wasn't so impossible. Like, that was actually a realistic fight for somebody who kind of trained, but ain't like he like a marine. Like, he have moves.
Right.
He's tough.
Yeah.
But he wasn't just like, you know, chopping niggas in the throat and snapping kneecaps. You know what I'm saying? Like some Denzel equalizer shit. So I was really impressed with that because I don't know if you saw this show. It's okay if you haven't, but it's called The Old Man on FX, and it's basically like an old CIA type dude, and he is kind of one of the dudes. Really good. Check it out. But it reminded me of that where it was like, okay, this man clearly have skills, but they're not making us believe he a 60-year-old man who fucking going crazy on this 20-year-old man. Like, it really made me feel like, oh, wow, this is kind of realistic. And I super appreciated that. So that's for me, that's definitely a plus, because the way they characterized Captain Torrance to me was very realistic. Was really, you know what I mean? Definitely. I really enjoyed that.
Me too. I definitely did as well.
Yeah. So I guess, so after that, you know what I mean, my boy, what his name is? Gaspar, you know what I mean? Gaspar. Luke Cage came and, you know what I mean, take out the other god, save him. You know what I mean? We had the big reveal. Oh, he's not a bad guy. He came to save Captain Torrance. And you know, now they best friends, you know what I'm saying? And then they basically gathering that, yo. These motherfuckers, they found the camera and they basically got out of here. Yo, they're going to try and ransom everybody. So they say, let's go back to the camp. Obviously, the bad guys figure out the plane is there. They beat them back to where the plane is landed because they left the passengers, right? To go find their phone. And then now they kidnap. At this point, what are you thinking when Datu and the rest of these Jolo niggas show up?
Honestly, I don't know. Cause I was like, how the heck are they going to get all these people out of here? You know, I really didn't know. I had no hope at that point. So I was like, let's see where this goes.
I mean, like, I thinking about this thing, and, you know, these men show up, you know, they, you know, they communicating well enough. And it was at that moment, I was just like, yeah, please kill Matt, please. That was his chance's name, right? Please kill this nigga. Please. Of course he survived. You know what he's saying? Of course he survived. And obviously they wrangle everybody up. And that gets us to like the movie really, really in full swing now, you know? Because now the captain have to go and basically rescue everybody. And now I think we get like a better dynamic of Mike Coulter as Gaspar and Torrance, you know, Gerard Butler's Torrance. So I gotta ask you again. at this point, they kidnap 15 of these motherfuckers, like 12 of them and some of it. You leaving in the bushes like Joe, you're going to save them.
I mean, what do you even do at that point? Mm-hmm. I mean, you try to go save yourself, but like how? How do you even do that? You know?
Okay.
Well, let's talk about Dell though.
Talk about
Dell was a real MVP. Because remember before he left, he told Dell to try to restart or reset the system on the plane. And he did, and if he didn't do that, then they wouldn't have been able to use the plane again.
That's true. I forgot about Dell. You're right. Very good co-pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but I definitely lost hope at that point.
because I feel like Gaspar would talk. He was just like, he telling Gaspar, you know, hey, yo, we got to look for them. And Gaspar is like, dude, they're dead. He's like, they're dead. Ain't nothing you could do. His name is Torrance talking about, you know, they have a family. I can't do a Scottish accent. I can't do the accent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't do that fucking. It's going to be terrible. But he like, yo, you know, they have a family. I need to go ahead and save them. And he's like, yo, you have a family. You need to get back to your family. But, you know, obviously we know he have to be the hero.
But that's the thing, right? Like, Mike, he didn't have a family. So, like, at the end of the day, I guess he felt like, okay, it's just me, myself, and I in this. So let me just save myself. Whereas he was thinking about his daughter. He was thinking about, you know, his late wife, you know, and the rest of the passengers and them, him having an obligation to make sure that they got home safely. So, again, like, just two different mindsets.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. So before we get to the big action and Mike Colter earning his fucking check, right? What did you think about the acting that he displayed? Because I just want to say this before you go, and don't let me call out whatever you think. Whatever you think, just let me know what you think. This nigga sucks, and I love my black people. I glad he gained a check. I was happy that he's still working. Get more money, Mike Colter. Y'all listen to my podcast for everything else except for this line about Mike Colter. That dude sucked. If he wasn't swinging a sledgehammer, it was bad. It was like, dude, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I guess it's like I'm used to seeing him as Luke Cage. So when he popped up on screen, I thought of Luke Cage. I don't know. So it's unfortunate that sometimes when we see actors, you know, in a certain role, we just kind of like typecast them and like, okay, well, they're just stuck here. So I didn't really too much paid attention to his acting skills because I was just like, okay, it's Luke Cage, you know.
Oh, it's Luke. It makes sense.
He's strong and he's going to fight. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the guy was in him. He was in great shape. You know, he definitely sold it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. He was in great shape. They had a couple of shots, you know what I mean, showing the guns. I'm like, all right, y'all. I see y'all. Objectifying my nigga Luke. That's right, Luke. Get your ass oiled up. Earn that check. Get oiled up. I show the muscles, my boy. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that was dope. So, basically, at this point, you know, we get to the point where they're basically going through the, you know what I mean? They're going through the camp trying to sneak up on folks. They get like 50 niggas with guns. You know what I mean? 50 dudes with guns. And this is when the impossible part comes. And it was just fun. How you could go anywhere you want. Like, how did you feel about that entire sequence of them trying to free the passengers who are now, I guess, what you call them? Captives. And, you know, trying to ninja their way through the camp.
I don't know. Like, that part to me was a little up in the air. Like, I just felt like, how the hell are you going to get through it this way? Mm. So, thank God for the special forces that came in, because I think they just would have eventually died, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they fought their way through, but then, you know, they're just going to come back. More of them are going to come.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I ain't gonna lie though, because you're right. Because they got to the point where he had to basically give himself up to try to be a distraction.
Yeah,
after they free the captives, right? But before we get here, let me just say this: that them scenes where I was calling Luke Cage. I getting disrespectful. Where fuck this dude, man. Get your money, but nah, dog, you were killing me. When Luke Cage start clapping these niggas in the throat with the sledgehammers,
yeah, that was intense.
I was like, this is heat. I need to watch this for 15 more minutes. I don't know what that says about me, but I was like, yo, somebody clapped you in the throat with a sledgehammer?
That's next level. And that's why I wish I had a little more background information on him, you know, because we knew he was like in the military, but we didn't know if he was like in a like, special forces, similar to those guys that came and saved them or whatnot. So I would have liked to learn a little bit more about his background.
I agree. I think that part they kind of figured we would have just make that logical leap because he was so skilled. They're like, oh, well, you know, fine.
Skill, yeah.
They were like, oh, yeah, well, maybe he wanted Black Ops type dudes, you know, like the mercenaries or whatever. So I think they tried to make that leap, but you're right. They kind of like left it up to us to fill in the
Right, to
backstory as
figure
opposed to
out.
like tell us, you know what I mean? What was going on? But
Yeah.
that scene was fucking incredible. Like, I was like, oh, okay. So we finally really getting into the action. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're really
Yeah.
doing it big or whatever. So this sledgehammering niggas slicing throats. I'm just like, yo, I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
this is why I came to the
This is
theater.
great. Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is why I
Action, you
came
know?
here. Right. I mean, who don't need some violence? You know what I'm saying? While you eat popcorn.
Right.
Right, like
Yeah,
this
man.
is why we're here, right? So
Yeah.
she's like, "Yeah, I love Gerard Butler. This is I bathe in the blood of Gerard Butler's enemies. Talk to him, Britt. Let him say it, Britt. Let him know you
Look,
unhinged."
I'm still stuck on Gerard Butler from 300, which is actually one of my favorite movies, but that's for
Okay.
another time.
Oh no, yeah, no shit. Yeah, we don't gotta rewatch that. I'm gonna let you lead the fucking podcast. I'm like, yeah, then what happened next? You know?
Anytime I bring that up, people are like, "You have no taste in movies," and I'm like,
Damn.
"Okay, whatever."
Hey, your loyalty is a great trait. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Decision making. I mean, not the best, you know? Not the best. But I feel you. We all have our, you know, untalented faves. But anyways, no one. No man. He actually was good in this one, Mark. I was looking the shit on him and he really wasn't bad. But I just got being a
Yeah.
dick. So right? Yeah, it's who I am. Right. So okay, well, what was I saying? Right? I too busy shitting on Gerard Butler.
Right,
Right? So they basically
Oh, after he gave up himself, Gerard
yes.
Butler.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They were sledgehammering niggas. They were slicing throats, and when they were trying to escape, they realized this is a fool's errand. He gave up himself, and then, like you said, the mercenaries that some of the crisis management teams that work for his commercial airline, they came in and saved him, and that's when it got super actiony. They basically
Yeah.
decided on a plan. Okay, we have to go back. You know what I mean? We have to go back to the plane. We're gonna try to leave off of this plane and fly our way out because we can't beat them. And we know that they said the Philippines aren't coming because essentially, lack of
Right,
a better
yeah.
word, they pussy. You know what I mean? Them Jolo
Yeah.
dudes. Them niggas is real. Like, you remember that Kevin Hart joke? Like, why you tell me these niggas is real? And you have me out here
Yeah.
trying to fight them. Like, they're like, yo, these man too real. Good luck with that. So their plan
Yeah.
is go back to the plane, which we should have been taped off that because the plane was still intact. When they landed the
Right.
plane, they even very smartly, which I think was really a dope touch. When they were trying to crash land, they were trying to make the plane lighter, and so it doesn't explode. They were going to release the oil, the jet fuel, I should
The
say,
oil,
right?
yeah.
And it only released out at one side because the plane
Right.
was malfunctioning, and
And
that
they
shit.
just flew on the one side, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah,
The
which is
plane shit
also
was dope.
realistic, you know?
The plane stuff was so great. I don't give a fuck about planes, but it was just so great. You know what I'm saying? I loved
Yeah, and
all
that's
that
why
shit.
they named it Plane, you know?
It
And
worked
everybody
out.
was giving them shit about them naming it Plane because it was just like, okay, like no creativity whatsoever, but that's why I named it Plane.
Yeah, and I was one of them, you know what I mean? So Joe had to shut the fuck up because they were just trying to love me the whole time. The plane actually matters in this movie. It's not just like a means to an end. Like, it actually
Right, it
matters.
does. My question was, with that crisis management team, like, does some sort of special forces like that exist, really?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, you know,
Okay.
yeah, like all them, like, they're just mercenaries, but you got to be like
Okay.
super rich to pay them to make them do all the illegal shit because they, you
Right.
know, they crossing international borders. Yeah, they absolutely exist. I think one of the teams
Okay.
is like Blackwater. I don't know if you want Google them, you know, because maybe you'll get on a list. But like people like Blackwater, like Blackwater and stuff like that, like those teams actually do exist.
Oh, that's so interesting because yeah, that was my question when I watched. I was like, huh, if this is real or if this is just something they made up.
Yeah, I don't know how easy it would be to contact them. I don't know if it's just if you're rich enough, you could find out. But that's kind of what it was trying to intimate. Like this crisis management guy, I think his name was Scarsdale. Mm-hmm. He was like a get shit done type of guy. You know what I'm saying? So,
which he was the other MVP to me as well, because he pushed back a lot when I think it was what it was like the CEO or something.
Essentially,
the company. Mm-hmm. But the other guy that was, I think he was ahead of the airline itself. He was like, nah, we're not doing this. And he pushed back. And I was like, I really appreciated that. Because, I mean, then they would have been stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you absolutely. Know? Absolutely. Like, he definitely was help. Shout out to Fitz. I think that was Fitz, right? From Scandal?
Fitz. Yes, again, like. You don't want to hear me in the theater. I was like, okay, Fitz.
That's right, Fitz. It wasn't no Black Queens with him in this movie. But still, shout out to Fitz, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. So shout out to Fitz. He was helping everybody. So yeah, so it kind of set up this big scene, you know? Datu and the rest of the Asian goons, you know what I mean? The Filipino goons was coming through to basically get back their property. You know what I mean? Their stolen goods, you know, that were the captives or whatever. This scene to me, of course it was a little unrealistic, but it was so fun. They had the biggest fucking shootout. These mercenary dudes was monsters. Them motherfuckers couldn't miss.
Oh, yeah.
They were so tactical. And when my boy pulled out, assuming I ain't a big gun dude, but I have a sense of some of these things. I think it was like the 40 cal or the 50 cal. And they were shooting through the trucks and hitting them, like, and they were flying them. Uh-huh.
Listen, I was like, these weapons exist. Like, that was some serious artillery.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But I had another question too, but it just escaped my mind. Mm-hmm. At the very end, when they took off and they killed that guy.
Oh, yeah, with the plane? You know, heat. That was heat.
That was it. So I guess I was kind of wondering, like, okay, is that it for these traffickers? Like, you know, the lead is gone. So are they going to continue? Like, that was kind of like I was wondering about that, you know?
Well, I mean, I assume, I mean, once you start, you know, trafficking people and ransoming motherfuckers, you know what I mean? You can't really go back to the office after that. You know what I mean? you know,
and then another thing too was that, were they actually even making money? I feel like the last group of people that they had killed, like they just murdered them. But did they gain any profit from that, you know?
That's a good point. Because they never really showed us that they were successful at it. But I guess we were supposed to assume, you know.
And the conditions in which they were living in. I was like, y'all are out here struggling. Is this worth it? These countries are not paying attention to y'all, you know?
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
That's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Lives is all on the line. And here come Brit. Oh my gosh. Here she comes.
Hello? Yeah. Hello, I can't hear you. You sound broke. Yeah. Oh.
He's calling
that is exactly.
So you're saying they bought a trafficking and smuggling people and ransoming niggas is what you're saying?
Y'all have no infrastructure. Like, they were living like life how we were living after Irma Maria. I mean, what is the purpose?
So you say Datu was a poor leader and they should have found another nigga to run the show is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just like, okay, these guys are here doing this for what reason? I don't know.
Damn.
At least if they were living lavish or, you know what I mean? Like, they had perks or whatnot. Like, but they were struggling. So, I don't know. It's like, all of this for nothing? All right.
Hey, yo, that's funny. Because you just like, hey, yo, if you're going to do this shit, I mean, you know what I mean? Where are the luxurious digs? Where is the nice mansion?
Where are the coins?
You know what I mean? You live in a concrete building. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the fruits of your labor? By labor, I mean murder, kidnapping, ransoming. You know, regular everyday shit. You know, 9-to-5 shit.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it completely. Them niggas is broke.
This point is just a hobby. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you're going to break international laws, You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta be balling these niggas. Datu should have had some furs. Yeah. Fuck it. You gotta come out there and, you know, slap some Americans around and wait in your fucking mink. You make these niggas mad for multiple reasons. He's stunting on me and I about to get killed in a back room in a warehouse. I lose it in every way imaginable. You know what I mean?
He ain't had no pull.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. These niggas ain't shit.
Yeah.
I like it. This is the analysis that I wanted. This is what I was hoping for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm serious, man. It's true, though, because, like, let's talk about it. Fuck the plot. Like, if you ransoming niggas for $500,000 and you live in the Philippines, like, you are a multimillionaire. You know what I'm saying? The least you could do is hook up some fucking air conditioning on the Jolo Islands, right?
Right. And it's like, you had these other prisoners here. Were they American? Oh, I guess they were from different countries. I remember them going through the passports.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at that point, those countries weren't paying attention. Like, they, you know, they knew they were gone. But, like, are you going to risk security in your country to just save a few people? I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I mean, now I just kind of, like, auditing the entire operation, like, Datu, like, you supposed to, it's not, like, for real. I look at, now I'm thinking about this shit. Fuck Gerard Butler. Like, I looking at this thing now. It's like, yo, Datu, man. Every bad man, it's misogynist, but every bad man, you didn't even get one bad bitch on the island, dog. I just see a bunch of sweaty dudes. You don't get no bread. Yeah. You don't get no AC, no minks. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Like, bro.
Not a thing.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. You trafficking Americans, bro. Niggas from the UK.
Right.
Get some more respect.
You should be getting some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they even have the technology to wire funds? Like.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't getting no 401ks. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no Merrill Lynch accounts. Like, that too, man. What the fuck, bro? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know. They just got lucky with that plane landing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. You're right. They made nothing of these circumstances. You know, I came in here with a lot of respect for them niggas from the Jolo Islands. Cause apparently they were real, but you've showed me the error in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Yeah, fuck them. Broke, dusty, disgusted. Like, man, fuck them, man.
Correct.
Right. All the above. He had one woman on the island. What the fuck? This is the Barolo Islands. This ain't the Jolo Islands, nigga. Like, nothing. Like, fuck these niggas. Like, for real. Like, I was in there saying, oh, these niggas real. And Brit just showed me the error on my way.
Yeah, nah.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No respect.
Yeah. Fuck these niggas, man.
But it was satisfying to see his head get knocked off when they were taken off.
That was dope. Like, when you know, we have the great action scene, we doing all of that. We seen him get clapped with the thing, and you know, we got to give Gaspar some credit, right? AKA Luke Cage, right? He saw the money in the bag that the mercenary team was holding. He was like, all right, I can't go back on that plane because I ain't going back to jail. I'd rather stay on the island and fight more of these Jolo niggas, which is I don't want to say it's a worse decision, but you're probably gonna dead. You know what I mean? And he steal the money, but instead of running away into the jungle completely, he decides to kind of stop the Jolo dudes from shooting like RPGs after the plane or whatever. With his bazookas, I guess bazookas or RPGs after the plane. And I'm saving them. And then when that fucking tire hit them, you're right. It was so satisfying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it was so fucking satisfying, man. And then, you know, after that, they escaped. Oh, by the way.
They escaped.
The wrong person gets shot. The one, like, Australian dude gets shot. And I'm just like, really? We couldn't have shoot one dude who needs to get shot.
Matt, right?
Yeah. Like, why you didn't shoot the other dude? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
these fucking
you
writers.
Know how that is.
Mm-mm-mm. You know what I mean? The poor Korean couple get clapped, but the white man is unscathed. Huh? The white man we need there is unscathed. Where is Dr. Umar when we need him? You know? Where is Dr. Umar when we need him? You know what I mean? But yes. Go ahead.
I really wish that they had given us a little insight on what happened to Gaspar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where he ended up, you know?
But that led me to my next question for you, because at the end of that movie, we know he escaped into the jungle. Are they going to give us a Gaspar movie? Maybe a continuation, because he was kind of the action star of the movie. You know what I mean? It's Gerard true. Butler wasn't, he was capable, but he wasn't, Gaspar was doing all of the work from the beginning. Right. You know, he saved him at the phone. He got guns. He was showing him how to be a ninja. You know what I mean? Sledgehammering people, saving the day at the end before they fly off to that next island to safety. Yeah. Like, so I was thinking, same thing you said, they didn't show us what happened to him. So I'm like, I wonder if they're going to try, if it's successful enough, I wonder if they're going to try and do something with him in some other next movie.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think if they had shown us a little clip of where he ended up, then I would have thought, okay, maybe there's a part two, you know?
Mm.
But I don't know. They just kind of like left it as is. But who knows?
Yeah. That's true. I ain't gonna lie though, I would like to see him, but because think about this right now with the writer movie now, right? I mean, the man down the island were a lot of them Jolo dudes. You gotta shoot your way off the island because you can't just go back and take your boat. Because we saw earlier in the movie they had boats to, you know, traffic everybody.
Yes, they did.
So you gotta get to the boat, and that's another big dumb movie. He just gotta shoot his way off of the island, ninja his way off of the island, and get to the boat. You know, and that would be like the big payoff at the end, right?
Yeah. And that's kind of like what I kind of thought that was going to happen. They didn't show us anything, but I was like, maybe he'll just, you know, fight his way through, get on the boat, and then get to the Philippines. Well, to the main islands. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So. Absolutely. So, I got one more question for you about our last scene, and then we're going to rate it. I'll give you our rating system. Okay, so we know we had a big shootout, and then they all had to jump on the plane, even the mercenary dudes, and fly to safety. I don't know enough about planes, so maybe you know what's going on. Are all planes built for tough? Because ain't no bullets pierce, not one window. Ain't no bullets pierce the body of the plane. I don't even know what you call it. You know what I mean? The body of the plane. Like, I mean, I feel like I was
fucked. If it was like Air Force One, a military plane, I would say yes. But this was just like the Spirit Airlines of... What was it?
Trailblazer. The worst East airplane name.
I don't know.
It was bad. They're like, Trailblazer Airlines. I ain't never going on that fucking plane. It's called Trailblazer.
Yeah. And I figured it was like the Spirit of, you know, the East, because he had gotten in that altercation, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They had showed that clip of it. And then he got fired. And I'm like, only Spirit would pick up a type airline would pick up a pilot that got into an altercation. I mean, granted, it was warranted, in my opinion. But, you know, as a pilot, you can't, you know, act like that. Can't behave in that way.
Right. True.
So.
True.
But yeah, I don't think that was realistic. I don't think that the plane would have survived all those bullets.
Yeah.
It probably would have gotten off the ground and then.
Right.
Probably not even make it to the other island. But.
Right. True.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Right, and that's what I was thinking about. Just like, yo, this fuck builds for tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was waiting for the voiceover to happen. Like, when you're in your Ford Tough plane, you wrap the American flag around your shoulders and you show these Asians how we do it in the good old America, the 50 states and those territories we don't give a fuck about. These planes are built for tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I gotta hire you as a voice actor.
Well, you know what, Britt? I'll take every check I can get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, how this nigga, like, how did it make it? But at least he got shot in the shoulder. So it was, you know, to give us something somewhat realistic.
Not too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They shoot him in the shoulder, and he's so tough. He still flew the plane on low altitude, got them to safety, and then they all loved him, you know, even though they were cussing him 12 hours ago because he had enough Capri Sun in the fucking cooler. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, my God, they were the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then my question too, I know we're going a little back, but why did they allow that plane to fly? What was the big deal? It was only a dozen passengers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-mm. But that guy's getting fired.
Oh. Absolutely. He lost his jobs, man. He probably should have played to Jolo Islands. They need new leadership, man. You know what I mean? They need new leadership for a bevy of reasons. You know? A lot of reasons. They need some fucking new leadership, man. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. So, So that was essentially the movie, you know, the man safely land. Oh, also, the last thing I did like, he landed the plane, everybody got off, they clapped for him, you know, he's the greatest ever, which he was. God bless him. I love Captain Torrance. But I loved at the end, seriously, where he kind of had to, like, he was decompressing in the plane and crying in the plane. Yes. I was like, that's dope. Because that's realistic. I love that.
Yes, that is. Because... you know, with us, like, when we know this is, like, our last time, whether it's, like, leaving college or leaving a new job, there is that moment where you just kind of sit and just, like, take it all in, you know? And then you leave. So I did appreciate that. And I actually forgot that. So I'm glad you brought that up. And then the fact that, you know, he took it all in, he got off the plane, and then the first thing he did was, like, call his daughter. That was, I just loved that, you know?
That was dope. Yeah. No, it was dope. It was dope, man. Yeah. And one more thing. One day when I thinking about things I liked before we rate this motherfucker. So I like the fact that they didn't do nothing creepy with none of the women. Cause usually in movies like this, they'd use that as an excuse to like show a tit or something. But it's like under the rest, so like niggas can't enjoy the titty them. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I really glad that they didn't do that. Cause I thought they were gonna do that with not stewards.
Flight attendants.
Right.
Yeah. And I did appreciate that too, because in a movie like Flight, was it Flight? The one with Denzel Washington? He had that relationship with the flight attendant. Mm-hmm. And sometimes to me, a lot of that is just unnecessary, you know?
Yeah.
So, they had a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah, true. Sure. I feel like they were kind of wanted to hint at it. Like, they had like a little lingering look every now and then, but they were like, nah, let's not like sexualize it
Take
too
it
much.
There, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought that was really, really cool. So that was good point. Oh, thank you. So that was essentially plain. I think you guys could tell I didn't completely hate it that much, but let's rate it. Essentially what we do is we have basically like five different tiers, and I'll give you the tiers from worst to best, okay? The movie is garbage. Obviously, that's the worst. then the next up is so-so. You know, like, decent, you know, solid movie. The next one up is fire. And the top of the top is proper. Like, excellent, best of the best, shit like that. So, again, garbage, so-so, decent, fire, proper. All right? So, Brit, you know what I mean? AlexBree_ on Twitter. The owner of... terrible food takes, but we'll talk about that another time. We need a whole podcast.
Yeah, bring
that up. We need a whole podcast just for that.
Just for that, eh?
Okay. One half of Talk podcast, right?
Yes. That as well.
Oh, how are you rating the Gerard Butler, you know, certified fresh movie, Plain? How do you rate Plain?
I would say between decent and proper.
You got to choose one, Brit. God damn it. Have some courage, Brit, like Gerard.
I'm going to give it a proper.
What?
I'm going to proper.
Best of the best? Five out of five?
Fire.
Okay, so fire is like four. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm like, God damn, like she really loved Gerard, my son. Okay.
No, fire.
Okay, all right. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, dope. I'm torn. You know, I'm fucking torn. I came in here coming. I thought it was going to be a movie I would enjoy because it was so bad. But like I said, I think the plane stuff was great. The action was great. It wasn't brilliantly acted, but it gave me more than I was expecting. So it exceeded my expectations. I was between decent, you know what I mean, and fire. I don't know that I could go to fire. But I did enjoy it. So it's not because I think it's bad. I'm going to lie. I did enjoy it. And I was thinking about a movie later on. You know what I'm saying? So a few days after the side. So I think I can't go fire. That's too high. But I definitely think it was decent. Definitely a pleasurable movie experience. You know what I mean? A nice popcorn movie. And I thought it was pretty good. So that's where I'm going to land on plane. And as I mentioned earlier, people seem to enjoy it. You know, I was surprised. 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, which means, you know, 77% of critics like it. Right? That's crazy. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah. 94% audience score. So there you go.
The audience, yeah. I figured the audience was going to rate them higher.
Yeah, man. So that's where we are. Brit gave it fire. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I think that Gerard Butler love leaking into that. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. I wanted her on here to talk her opinion. So she gave it a fire. Yes. I gave it a decent. This was our review of Plain. Yeah, I think that's it. Britt, thanks again for coming on the podcast. Welcome to Review Any Moves With Me in the Future. This was fun. If you want to plug anything. So much fun. Of course. Love to hear that. If you want to plug anything or anything, let the people know and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Sir, if you want to stay connected with me, follow me on Twitter at AlexB_, as well as Instagram, AlexB_, and then follow Talk That Talk Uncensored podcast. We are on a little hiatus at the moment, but still go follow us, listen to some of our old episodes. But thanks for having me. This was fun.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. That's right. Check Talk That Talk podcast, Talk That Talk Uncensored podcast. Check it out. A lot of evergreen conversations, you know what I mean? So you could definitely go back and enjoy them. So shout out to Britt for coming on again. Y'all know what it is, man. The Nerds with Accents podcast. Check us out. Follow us. Share with your best friend or your worst enemy. We're going to be back again soon. Yeah, talk to you soon. Peace.